Milwaukee County is known for its parks and thousands of acres of public green space. So why does Milwaukee have so many parks? Environmental reporter Susan Bentz examined the park system story. Her story is part of a new segment we're calling Beats Me. Our beat reporters will answer your questions.
If you grew up around here, you might take all the public green space for granted, but newcomers often take notice.
Why does Milwaukee have so many parks?
That's Beth Van Gorp, who recently moved to Milwaukee.
Washington Park is near where I live, and that's a great big urban park. There's just a huge number of parks and trails.
They come in different shapes and sizes with different histories. A retired landscape architect for the Milwaukee County Park System shares an early park story.
My name is Lori Munch. We're at Clark Square. It's around 23rd and Mineral on the south side of Milwaukee, and it's a small neighborhood park, and it's kind of a historic park in that it was given as a gift to the city, really, at the time, back in the 1800s.
The year was 1837, to be exact, when the land was donated by three real estate developers. Over the years, crews planted trees and bushes, laid walkways, and fashioned an ornate fountain.
For a spot for people to come and gather and enjoy the green space. And now it still serves as that kind of a space here in the community.
It would be more than three decades before Milwaukee designed its first park, Juno Park. It stands in downtown Milwaukee off Prospect and Mason Streets and features a commanding view of Lake Michigan. Tom Tolan, who's written about parks for Milwaukee Magazine, says at the time the city's fledgling Public Works Board commissioned a prominent Chicago-based landscape architect for the job and says the move put Milwaukee on the public space map.
Well, they chose a guy named Horace W.S. Cleveland. This was the first use of a landscape architect in Wisconsin, the first known project by a landscape architect. This was really the first park, and all there were squares and triangles around the city.
But elected officials realized small bits of green space were not going to be enough for a growing city. By the late 1800s, Milwaukee had 200,000 residents with only 60 scattered acres of public space to serve them. In 1889, the state legislature passed laws that allowed Milwaukee to sell bonds to purchase parkland. In the same year, the Milwaukee Board of Park Commissioners came to life. Christian Wall became its president. His family immigrated from Germany when he was a boy. Writer and unofficial parks historian Virginia Small says Wall doggedly called for ample park space for the health of Milwaukee citizens.
He was the one saying, we are not going to be a real city unless we have public parks. There are no places for workers and citizens to congregate, to recreate.
The park commissioners hired a famous park planner, Frederick Law Olmsted, who developed Central Park in New York. He was tapped to select key sites to create a network of parks here.
Prime example is Riverside Park and Lake Park, connected by Newberry Boulevard, all of which was envisioned by Olmsted. But the actual idea for an encircling necklace of green or whatever,
parkways
and all that, that evolved with the input of Charles Whitnell.
Whitnell was a socialist and successful businessman whose passions were parks and planning. In 1923, he drew up plans for 84 miles of connected parkways. The blueprint called for incorporating wetlands, restoring degraded stream banks, and ultimately linking parks like pearls on a necklace. Small says the park system blossomed when Cedarburg native Alfred Berner entered the scene.
He was hired by Charles Whitnell, was just the top-of-the-line landscape architect, also shared the vision of parks based on a naturalistic concept of design, and they were designs that were sitting on paper but were waiting for funding. Milwaukee never had a lot of money sitting around to do all of this.
Funding came out of an unlikely event, a long and deep financial crisis, the Great Depression. Federal dollars flowed into communities around the country during FDR's New Deal program. Here, parks benefited from the infusion of dollars and manpower. Benji Tim with Milwaukee's Redevelopment Authority marvels at what Civil Conservation Corps workers accomplished.
There were all these mostly men who were out of work and needed work, and so they were sent to these camps in the parks around here. They lay the groundwork for all of the buildings. And our trail system is a result of that, and the parkway system along many of the creeks and rivers in Milwaukee County.
There was more growth still to come as leaders continued to believe in the value of public green space. Today, there's more than twice the acreage than in the 1930s. But a growing park system came with financial challenges. In 1936, during the Depression, citizens passed a referendum to consolidate city and county parkland. In recent years, the size and quality of the park system has been threatened as elected officials juggle spending priorities. Today, Assistant Natural Areas Coordinator Julia Robson helps steward the system. She feels its legacy in places like Grant Park. It hugs Lake Michigan shore in South Milwaukee.
This mixture of beautiful natural landscape with a bunch of recreational opportunities. The founders of the park system, Charles B. Whitnall, he always said that parks are a common good for the public, and that's what Grant Park really is the epitome of.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.
You can contact Susan and our other beat reporters by visiting wuwm.com/beatsme.